This is kind of strange. It's news from North Korea, news from other countries, excuse me, North Korea. The latest may surprise you a little bit. A couple of things have been declared. They're cracking down on a couple of things. One, divorce. The other, hot dogs.
What?
I don't know where we'll start. Kim Jong-un has reportedly, now of course, it's hard to get news directly from North Korea, but we learned that Kim Jong-un has reportedly banned hot dogs because they're too Western.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like that. I did not realize this, but apparently the hot dogs, or as Biggie's generation calls them, glizzies.
That's a BB Shea.
That's a BB Shea term, yeah. Sure.
He's a glizzy.
He's got a side hustle on this of his own, that all he does is eat hot dogs.
You've seen his glizzy reviews?
Oh, yeah. These are massive.
Apparently.
Yeah.
He liked the Costco. Mm-hmm. He liked the Costco dog. He said.
Yeah.
He was into that.
Yeah, his glizzy reviews are interesting because, if you ask me, he spends way too much time in between bite and review.
Really?
And there's a lot of finger licking.
Okay.
So the camera is just on his
yeah.
face mm-hmm. while he chews?
Just him chewing and going, mmm. And this has been noted in the comments by several people. Like, let's tighten up the chew to review ratio here.
Chew to review, I love it.
But he won't back down, and he does it his style. Yeah,
that's
his
what
way.
He always says. It's my way. Yeah. Deal with it.
Glizzy reviews.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't edit reality.
Yeah.
that's what it is.
He always kind of tilts his head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still what I call fun fat. He hasn't reached my fat yet.
He's close.
Nah, he's got a while.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. People still like his fat. Like, other reasons, like, oh, BB Shane, hot dogs, great. I do it. It's like, look at you. Haven't you had enough problems?
How many more years? How many more years
10.
Of fun fat?
It's. I say 40. 40 is when people started really looking at me like,
Well.
Cautionary tale here, chief.
How many more years or how many more pounds? What if he added pounds?
Nah, it's years.
It's just years.
Yeah.
You think 40's the cutoff?
Yeah.
That's when they say it's no longer fun.
It's no longer fun fat. Now it's like, look at you.
Yeah, you have to do something about it.
All right. Okay. Mm.
Anyway, he's doing hot dogs.
Yeah. And they're not in North Korea, so he can check that off his list. Mm. Apparently, someone from the South introduced a type of hot dog to North Korea in 2017. So it's a relatively new food, but people love it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling them on the streets. People were cooking them in their homes. They're modifications. They're not the hot dogs that you and I would know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you're caught cooking at your house, off to the labor camp with you.
Oh. A hot dog.
You
can't cook a glizzy at your house? And they take you to the labor
camp? Labor
you
camp.
Do?
Yeah. Korean hot dogs are a big thing.
Yeah, I've heard.
I did not know that.
And it's very different. It's like a thick batter. Like they put like a sausage or a dog in a batter, fry it, and then put all kind of things on it.
Okay.
But why are they so anti-hot dog?
Because
it's Western.
It is. I mean, the hot dog is an American thing.
I tell you what. This North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be the year that somebody...
They turn things around
somebody's
there.
Somebody's got to say something about this. You know, we got to just say, come on.
Any new business? Yes, you in the back.
Guys.
Mr. Kim.
Come on.
Dear leader.
This has got to be the year.
People now, are laughing at us.
You know, they're making sport of us across the globe. Come on.
Now, there's a chance that he still enjoys hot dogs himself.
There you
go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
I mean, because he's...
Remember, he was educated in what, Europe?
Yeah. And most people say he's obsessed with Western culture. Like, he loves movies. That's why he loved Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Yes. Kim's had a dog or two.
Okay. Yeah,
he's had
and
a
he'll
glizzy.
Keep having
you know, of
him,
course, he's had a glizzy. You know, he loves cheese too. If you put nacho cheese over the dog,
remember he didn't he the gout or his ankles cracked because he was so eating so much cheese.
Yeah. Another thing he has in common with BB Shea.
Well, that's right. They both had the gout. I wonder if he's watching.
They both love glizzies.
NBA glizzies.
Oh my God.
Cheese.
I wonder if he's watching BB Shea's glizzy reviews, and that's why he's so angry. He's like, too much time. Bite review.
That's probably we're banning these.
I can't do this
we're
anymore.
We're not having these here. That's it. Just get rid of it.
Yeah,
only he can have it.
So at the same time as North Korea has banned hot dogs on the streets and in the homes, one more change starting now. Any married couple that divorces, off to the labor camps.
Oh my God!
Off to the labor camps 6 months. In the olden times, last month and before, if you asked for a divorce, you were sent to the labor camps. Now both.
Oh, my God. This...
Because he said it's anti-socialist to break apart the family unit.
Well, you just stay together then. It's just what you have to do.
Even in North Korea, they say, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, this is all secondhand, but even in North Korea, they said that the number of divorces went up during the COVID lockdowns.
Oh, because they were together. Yeah, they were together more, not out.
Even there.
Not out breaking rocks. You're together in your home.
Wow.
6 months in the camps.
God, it is for both. Even if you don't want the divorce, you're in trouble. Well, then nobody's going to get divorced. I mean, why? How could you take that?
I can't imagine.
Nobody's going to get divorced. Nobody's going to eat hot dogs. Is there a hot dog good enough that you would risk 6 months in the labor camp?
No.
Me neither. I've never had a hot dog that good.
That good.
Ask B.B. Shea, though.
He might take the 6 months.
What does he like? Pulliam's is the one he likes.
Yeah, he's ranked. There's some other ones. You got to have a toasted bun for him. That's his big selling point.
They'll toast his buns out in the camps.
No toast. Yeah. Boy, can you imagine? What are you in for?
Hot dogs.